Press Pass this week provides an update of a story that was recently issued by InvestigativePost.org and was aired on WBFO. An audit by the Erie County Comptroller's Office found the Buffalo Urban League overbilled Erie County's Department of Social Services by $40,000. As part of her reporting, Charlotte Keith of the Investigative Post spoke with members of a group of whistleblowers, former employees of the Buffalo Urban League, who encouraged the county audit.
First of all, if we could just talk about the services that the Urban League provides for the county.
So this is a very kind of crucial state-mandated kind of service called preventive services. And it's preventive because it's trying to stop children from having to be taken into foster care. So the families involved in receiving these kinds of services are families who've been kind of flagged by Child Protective Services as needing some help, possibly at risk of having their kids taken away because of abuse or neglect suspicions. So they come to the Urban League through CPS. The whole philosophy behind it is that taking children to foster care is very traumatic, and so wherever possible, it's important to keep the family together. And these kinds of services, it's home visits, counseling, help with other referrals, and the whole point is to help families stay together safely.
Among the notable findings from the audit, the Department of Social Services was billed by the Buffalo Urban League for employees who worked 170 hours in a single day. Comptroller Stefan Mihailu called the overbilling, quote, at best, gross incompetence. At worst, it's actual fraud of Erie County taxpayers.
When he was conducting his audit, what did he find about Department of Social Services? Did he indicate that perhaps there was a level of cooperation that wasn't satisfactory?
Yes, I think certainly for the first part of the audit, the comptroller and his auditors said that they had kind of significant pushback from both the Urban League and the Department of Social Services, taking a long time to release records and delaying meetings and that kind of thing. He did say that after there was a change in the administration at DSS, the commissioner changed earlier this year, and that since then things went smoother. But certainly it delayed the process of the audit, the lack of cooperation from the department.
I want to get into the whistleblowers. Can you characterize these individuals? Can you tell us a little bit about their backgrounds?
You know, their main concern throughout all of this really is helping these vulnerable families they're working with. And so some of them have said to me, you know, since the story ran, that there's been a lot of focus on the money and the overbilling. And while that's obviously important, I think their main concern is really the quality of services.
We focus on the money because that is something I think every person can understand. But was there another element of this that sticks with you as you move on from the story?
Certainly. I think the lack of training opportunities they complained about. You know, it's easy to think of that in the abstract. A lack of training doesn't maybe sound as outrageous as hundreds of hours billed in a single day. But I think I've heard a number of anecdotes of people just feeling frustrated that they knew they weren't helping people as well as they could have done if they had had more training, if they had known better how to handle different kinds of situations.
Asking your opinion here, but it does sound like you were taken by the level of sincerity of the people that are involved here, that they are committed to performing these services for these vulnerable people.
Certainly. And I mean, I know in some previous comments to me, Urban League officials have said, you know, these are just disgruntled former employees. To me, they're pretty courageous. None of them work there anymore. They really risk their jobs over this. Speaking out, blowing the whistle, bringing in outside parties is kind of frowned upon. And certainly, you know, I think this is pretty unusual that they felt so concerned that they got together and did this.
Charlotte Keith of InvestigativePost.org. How else can we follow you? Can we follow you on Twitter?
You can follow me on Twitter. It's @Shaw_Keith.
Very good. And thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.